Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
What does the fox say? Foxy. Yeah, Jimmy Fox, give it to me. I love your work.
Yes.
Bring it, Foxy.
What does the fox say? Thanks to Mongrel Boots.
So, can we video his
dancing moves?
That's a HR issue.
That goes around that one day.
Really,
let's put it up there on Twitter and just let people
know. Is that an HR issue,
right? Exactly. No, it doesn't work. But it's very amusing.
If it goes on video, it's an HR issue.
Could be problematic. Now, a lot going on at the moment, Tone. And look, one of the big stories of the week was Robbie Farah, the fact that he could be headed back to the West Tigers. From what I've heard over the last couple of hours, looks as though that is definitely going to happen. So Robbie Farah, he'll be back for that game. They play the Gold Coast Titans at Leichhardt Oval, which is a big, big play for the West Tigers to bring one of their favourite sons back.
Are they still paying him, by the way?
No, I think that finished last year. They paid him something like $750 last year to go to the Bunnies play for Souths. Only cost Souths a couple.
That would have made sense. So imagine that if they could have already paying him, so they bring him back for nothing.
Outstanding. Brilliant.
That's good business. Or if he comes back and he's now being paid by South Sydney.
Yes, it's better. Creative accounting at its best.
Oh, you got it.
Look, it's funny. The way that this actually grew legs was through a couple of the Tigers' old favourite sons in Robbie Farah and Benji Marshall. Mm-hmm. So Benji and Robbie were the ones who initially had a conversation about just to sound Robbie out and see if he'd be interested in a return back to the club where he won a premiership in 2005. And then from there it grew legs and he's had a meeting with Ivan Cleary. And now it looks as though it's a really, really good chance of happening. So big news for the West Tigers. And I don't know if I'm Souths. That's a really that's a very open-minded decision from the Bunnies to let him go. Like
because he's been impressive in the couple of times they've called on him, and who knows, you know, the injury great addition.
He's so good in terms of your bigger picture squad.
Yeah, and even for Robbie, like he's a bloke. He knows he can play first grade, even playing reserve grade, sort of every week. You know, sort of he's been quite good that way in Glanto.
Well, he hasn't kicked stones.
No,
he hasn't carried on. It's shown that you know he's prepared to put the shoulder down and work a little bit harder and eat a little bit of humble pie and all those sorts of things. So,
and Damien Cook has credited him with a lot in terms of his experience and talking to him about the role of hooker. So, yeah, he's done a great job there, no doubt about it.
He has, absolutely. And then, look, this other story that surprises me at the moment, fellas, is Jared Waerea-Hargreaves. On the back of one of the best games we've seen him play, 80-minute performance for the Roosters, up against one of the form forward packs of the competition in the Panthers last night, somehow he's going to get snubbed from this New Zealand Kiwis team. I can't understand it. Given the retirements of Russell Packer, representative retirement of Russell Packer, representative retirement of Ben Matalino, Simon Mannering, even though he doesn't play in the front row, also announced this week that he won't be featuring for the Kiwis in this test match over in Denver. Yeah. It really surprises me that JWH is going to be overlooked.
Who's the coach?
Michael Maguire.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Michael Maguire should know better than anyone.
Yep.
You need those hardheads there.
Absolutely. But I was thinking maybe it was. Is there a hang-up? David Kidwell, obviously, there was some kind of issue. But it's gone back a little while, hasn't it, with Jared Waerea-Hargreaves? I don't know why his papers have been marked. Because, as you say, that performance last night was terrific. Exactly what you'd expect they'd want.
Well, perhaps if Madge goes and has another look at the tape, perhaps he might have an 11th hour change of heart. Maybe we do see Jared in the squad. But as it sits at the moment, the Kiwi team that will be announced tomorrow, somehow JWH isn't in there.
And is the Fox going to Denver?
Yes, I am going over to Denver, Tony. Yes, the good people who are putting the game on have kindly offered to take us over. And
I think I'm actually
going to be doing a little bit of the sideline work over there as well. Because the game's on Fox Sports, 6 a.m. Sunday, next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So who's us?
Sunday week. So I'm going over Wendell. Yeah, Brenton Speed's going over to call the game. And one of your old teammates, Jamie Soward.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he's going over.
He's everywhere. Jamie's everywhere. Good on him.
He's going over as well to help with the commentary. So, look, it's something a little bit different. Shame it's on at the same time as State of Origin, but the international game, we've seen many of the big-name players, Sam Burgess, James Graham, they want the international game to be recognised and celebrated as one of the pinnacles of the game.
Are you, like the Dragons are sending their high-performance guy with James Graham and Gareth Widdop so they come back in tip-top condition? Are you, is Fox Sports sending their high-performance?
Yeah, I've got a binder.
Just for the plane trip back, that you know, you make sure you go through all the proper processes so you're good to go on screen as soon as you get home?
Yep. Now I've got a minder coming over, Tone, so they'll make sure that they keep us in check on the plane trip over and on the plane trip home.
Cut out for
when we're on the ground in Denver.
bit of boot scooting over there.
We'll make sure, we might have a crack. Yeah.